How our government works. It doesn't. Allow me to explain how our federal government works. To begin with, by the federal government, I mean Democrats and Republicans working together. And the only thing dumber than a Democrat or a Republican is when those pricks work together. You see, in our two-party system, the Democrats are the party of no ideas, and the Republicans are the party of bad ideas. It usually goes something like this. A Republican will stand up in Congress and say, "I've got a really bad idea." And a Democrat will immediately jump to his feet and declare, "And I'm gonna make it shittier." I'll illustrate. A few years ago, our august body of representatives decided that a $350 billion tax cut would stimulate the economy. Well, it turned out to be a load of crap, because they never know what stimulates the economy. The economy is an entity in and of itself. It goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and nobody, and I mean nobody, knows why. I know this to be a fact because I took economics in college. I would take this opportunity to explain it to you, but the truth is, I flunked economics. But it wasn't my fault. The class was scheduled at 8 in the morning, and there's nothing you can learn through one bloodshot eye. After I failed the first two tests, I actually grabbed the professor by the throat and screamed, "Why are you teaching this shit at this ungodly hour? Are you trying to keep it a secret?" I never did get the answer. But I do have an answer to why a $350 billion tax cut couldn't work at that time. Because every city and every state in this country was broke. And, due to a lack of cash reserves, essential services were cut from sea to shining sea. Services like policemen, because you really don't need them. Services like firemen, because it's actually much more fun to watch stuff burn down. And in my hometown of New York City, services like after-school programming. And, you have to trust me on this, if anybody needed to be distracted, it was those little pricks. If you were a parent at that time, however, you had reason to count your blessings, because as part of the tax cut package, you would receive a check from the feds for $400 for every child you had, which really paid off for those couples that had, say, 1,000 kids. Personally, I found the $400 per child rebate kind of mean. After all $400 does is remind people just how fucked they are. Parents would have been better off if their congressman came to their doors and pissed on their shoes. At least that would have been a distraction.